Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, we got in the air on time. The flight has been pretty smooth so far. We're scheduled to land at the appropriate time. So, I mean, so far, so good. Mike is out sick today. I am the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. On the line right now, Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, the Raiders. I was limited to hearing only what Red Zone gave me, but it was plenty of Browns Raiders yesterday. The Raiders, they're the Jets with mountains. They are so bad right now, Ross. Like, what is going on with that franchise? I mean, they're in Las Vegas, Nevada. Like, they should be a flagship. And I know they got a ton of history, but my God, things are bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad. And I know a lot of longtime Raiders fans that have said to me the last couple of days, it's the worst they've ever seen it. It's the worst it's ever been. Their offensive line is pretty clearly the worst in the NFL. I think it really starts there. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised because I kind of thought, you know, I don't know what they won last year, 3 or 4 games, 5, whatever. But I thought they made major upgrades with Geno Smith at quarterback, Pete Carroll at head coach. And frankly, I think they thought they did too.
Yep.
And as a result, I really thought they'd be respectable this year. I mean, some people were saying 8 or 9 wins. I wasn't going to go there, but I thought 6 or 7, you know, and be a reputable team. But they've really been anything but. That was bad.
Yeah. What was it like, because everyone seems to not be able to stop talking about Shedeur Sanders, what was that experience like being in the booth calling his first NFL start?
It was great. Yeah, it was exciting. I mean, you know, as a broadcaster, you know, I worked really hard to kind of get to this point where I'm getting a chance to call games on TV for CBS, and I think because of the time I put into it, I want the more people watching, the better, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to do the biggest games I can do. I'm excited for Friday. I'm doing Iowa at Nebraska at noon Eastern on Black Friday for CBS. That'll be on every TV in the country. You know, you want the more people watching, the better. So it was really cool because you knew there was a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz, that there'd be a lot of eyeballs on the game. And I thought he really acquitted himself pretty darn well. I mean, yeah, the numbers weren't necessarily spectacular, but the eye test kind of told me that he made major strides from the week before against Baltimore. I mean, it was ugly the week before. You know, they brought all kinds of pressure, which, by the way, I don't know why the Raiders didn't bring more pressure at Shedeur Sanders. That was strange to me. After the Ravens had so much success, that would have been exactly what I would have done. But for whatever reason, they didn't. But when there was pressure, He didn't back up or retreat in the pocket. He stepped up. He had one interception where they kind of fooled him, so credit to them for that, and I think he'll learn from that. But other than that, I thought he looked like a competent quarterback. I mean,
right.
You know, I don't want to get too carried away, but you know, there was a lot of different ways that could have gone, and I would say overall it was a favorable evaluation for a rookie fifth-round pick in their first start, and he absolutely deserves this second start they're going to get
right
against the Niners.
Well, you might guess, knowing us like you do, although Mike's not here today, that me opening with questions about the Raiders and the Browns tells you where our heads are at here collectively after Thursday's loss in Houston, a game that the Bills still had a chance to win at the very end despite not really being able to handle Houston's elite edge rushers, that tandem of Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson just had their way with Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown, and then eventually Ryan Vandermark when Brown left the game injured. I'm guessing any analysis of what went on Thursday in the loss in Houston for the Bills begins with what happened and didn't happen up front.
Yeah, I think so. And for those people that don't know, I don't know if you mentioned a Bulldog or not, but I did the CBS Raiders Browns, which is why
right.
Bulldog started with that. obviously, I think people probably figured that out by now. You know, I thought that Bills game Thursday night was troubling. I think it's probably the best way to describe it. And I would say especially troubling probably for Joe Brady and Josh Allen in my mind. I mean, I know a lot of people will talk about the offensive tackles, and I'm not here to tell you that Spencer, who was clearly less than 100%, or Deion played well, because I wouldn't say that they did. But I'm a little bit confused as to why Joe Brady wasn't giving them more help, especially when it was pretty clear that that was going to be a tough matchup for those guys. And by the way, those guys are a tough matchup for anybody.
Right.
I mean, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are awesome. You know, the Texans' defense is awesome. They are elite. And then also, you know, one of those games where the Josh Allen hero ball stuff really, really did not work. I mean, those sacks he took, I have to go back and look at him, Bulldog, but a lot of them were on him. I mean, he's doing his Fran Tarkenton back there and losing so many yards, holding the ball so long, they have no chance on those series after Josh takes some of the sacks that he took. That was, I thought, a disappointing performance from Josh in that regard. I think Joe Brady could have done more to help the tackles, and I think Josh Allen could have done more to help the team.
Yeah, the not helping the tackles is the biggest thing I'm bewildered about from the game here still all these days later, Ross, because, like, you know, we went into the game, and I got people dunking on me on social media because I said all week, yeah, okay, the strength of them is their edge rushers. I like my guys over there, Dawkins and Brown. Let's go play the feud. And it was pretty evident pretty early on that the Bills were going to be, you know, at a disadvantage there. Not having a pivot ready, like, I would think, you know, what do I know? It's a short week on top of it, but I would think any game you're going into, the possibility of your tackles getting hurt even is there, and a matchup out there that could be problematic, you'd have to have something ready to help, you know, swing a double team, take turns, chipping, whatever. And there was just so little of that that I really felt, for me too, Ross, because you know how it is in the NFL with fan bases. Everyone comes for the coordinator first because we know, oh, I knew what play was coming, or why do you run that play? It's always, you should have done the other thing. Whatever you do that didn't work, you should have done something else, right? And I think it's just a little too easy to criticize the coordinator from out here not knowing so much of what goes into it. But this was a game where I ended up very confused by what Brady called and how he did not provide guys who clearly needed help with help.
Correct. And there's always things built in every game plan. You always have protection calls where you can have the tight end over there chip on his way out or stay in the block. You can have the running back chip on their way out. You can slide the line in one direction or the other so that the tackle has inside help. seemed to me like those guys were isolated one-on-one a lot, like almost all the time. And the Bills paid for it dearly. And I put a lot of it on Joe Brady, a lot of it, because once you see that that's not a favorable matchup, it's really incumbent upon you at that point to fix it, you know, to help those guys. I always say, okay, a guy gives up a sack, you can live with that. Once a guy gives up a second sack, you know, then immediately I always think that anything after that, kind of on the coaches, right? I mean, anything after a guy gives up two sacks or is getting beat, it's really on the coaches because you know you have an issue there and it's up to you to fix it.
Right. That's definitely where I ended up on Thursday, and that's a new spot for me, like I already alluded to. We're talking with Ross Tucker, our NFL Odyssey Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. So now, Ross, New England wins again. They're 10-2. The division is slipping away from the Bills. 5 years running, they've been on top of the AFC East. Last year was a joyride. We all thought New England was coming, but I didn't expect them to be coming this hard, this fast, to be 10-2. Meanwhile, the Bills are licking wounds. They got a lot more guys injured on Thursday, so it's going to be kind of patchwork here. And I'm sort of settling into a reality where it's just, okay, I'm going to have to go on the road because I don't see them catching New England at this point.
Well, I don't see them catching New England either at this point, especially with New England's remaining schedule. I think at this point, the bigger concern and question is whether or not they're going to be able to do enough just to make the wild card. You know, and this game on Sunday against the Steelers will go a long way in that regard, a long way. I mean, I think that they're more likely than not to make the playoffs, but it's far from a given, you know, with the way they played this year. I think that would be the concern at this point. They just got to make sure they get in the tournament. And I think where those games are and who they're playing should really be the least of their concerns right now. They need to get those other guys healthy, and they need to make sure they get in the tournament and that they're playing their best ball when they get there.
Who do you think is the best team in the AFC right now? Or is it like, could you pick any one of five teams at this point?
Whew. That's a tough one.
I ask, you know, because I think it's one of the things that I'm sort of leaning on today. Like, it feels bad to have to give up on the division and the one seed because the one seed has been so elusive and it's so valuable. And it stings to have a year where New England and Denver and Indy are at the top of the conference and the Bills can't take advantage of that and get the one. But all the same, looking at the pool, even the teams up top, to me, there's not a team that I go, they already beat Baltimore this year. They've beaten Kansas City this year. And I know the playoffs are a different animal, but there's not a team that I think I can't handle. Even Houston's pass rush, as hard as it was there, the Bills are at the 20-yard line with a chance to win the game. So I don't think there's any team that's head and shoulders. And that, I think, is the only comfort I've got left at this point.
Yeah, no, I think I'd say Denver or New England, but I don't think that Kansas City or Baltimore or Buffalo, for that matter, should be afraid of them at all in the playoffs. You know, I think the best team, you know, tomorrow on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I'll do my power rankings, but I'll give you a sneak preview today, which is that it seems pretty clear to me that the Rams are the best team in football, and I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I think it's by a decent margin. I mean, I think that they are really firing on all cylinders, both offense and defense. I think they're one, and I'm not sure anybody's really a close two. If there is, probably Seattle, maybe Philly, I don't know. But I wouldn't be overly scared of any of the teams in the AFC. That's not to say that Denver and Indy and New England aren't good, but you know, I don't think that you look at them and think, wow, that is a really, really good team like you do when you look at the Rams right now.
Right. No, I definitely agree with that. Indy's got to be feeling like they let one. Yeah. I mean, 20-9. I mean, it's not like they were in position to run away and hide in that game, but they really turtled down the stretch in that game in Kansas City yesterday, didn't they?
They did. And, you know, over the last month or so, they have not played as well. You know, that loss to the Steelers, they found a way to win the game over in, I think it was London, late in OT.
Mm-hmm.
But they really have not played as well over the last month as they did in September and October. You know, you're looking for the teams that are peaking, you know, that are playing their best football in December. And the Colts are one of the teams kind of going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt there. Like, I think we were talking late in the week here, and Mike's not here to bring this up, but he was looking at action on the Colts missing the playoffs entirely, which I think is possible. Their schedule is tough here moving forward. So to me, they don't have to make it as much of a cinch as that may have looked like. From here, they've got the Texans twice, the Jaguars twice, and in between the Seahawks and the 49ers. That's the Colts schedule. I mean, I don't have home and road here on the sheet I'm looking at, but I mean, to me, they could lose any one of those games.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think the only flip side of that is how much confidence do you have in either the Texans or the Jaguars to catch them? You know, I think the Colts are still probably better than those teams, and you know, I think they play the Jags twice, so
right.
That those games will really be what decides it. But I don't look at either the Jags or Texans and think either one of those teams are exactly world beaters or, you know, likely to be able to go off on a win streak here that lets them get ahead of the Colts in the AFC South. But, you know, I think it says something that the AFC South has three legit playoff contenders. Feels like it's been a while since we said that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Ross Tucker with us here for just a couple of more minutes on the Wester Hotline. So I know you were obviously in Vegas doing Browns Raiders while the Eagles were playing Dallas. But I know you closely follow the Eagles and involved with their preseason broadcasts and even in-season. And a rough week, right? A lot of questions about Jalen Hurts and their passing game and all this sort of stuff. It's been going on, very soap opera-ish type stuff with the Eagles here for a couple of years running. But they get off to a great start, 21-0, and just stand by and watch the Cowboys nip them in the end. It's got to sting just a bit.
It stings more than that. You know, I think the Eagles and their fans realize just how valuable that number one seed is, and they had pole position for it. They probably have the most favorable schedule down the stretch. They played most of their tough games, and then here you are, you're up 21-0, and if they win that game, they more or less clinch the NFC East because Dallas is in second place, and they were looking like the Super Bowl caliber team, you know, up 21-0. And to blow that game in the fashion that they did, I'll be really curious to see how they react on Friday. You know, they can go one of two ways. They can kind of be mad about it and bounce back and have a big win against the Bears on Black Friday. Or, you know, they could do what they did earlier in the year when they gave up a 2-score lead to the Broncos. Everybody thought they'd bounce back, and instead they blew it against the Giants on Thursday Night Football. Giants took it to them. So I think the psyche of this Eagles team in general, but in particular this next game, is something really to watch.
Yeah. You already mentioned you've got Iowa-Nebraska college football on CBS. You said that's Friday.
Yes.
So what does that do to Thanksgiving for you? This has got to be tough for you because I know like a holiday like this, I mean, you're not one short on takes about the Thanksgiving table. I'm sure of it. But travel's got to be kind of messing with you pretty hard, I would think.
Yeah, I'll fly out there on Wednesday and then fly back after the game on Friday and meet up with my family and be with them Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, there's pros and cons of every job. Someone was saying to me, is it tough for your daughters that you won't be home on Thanksgiving? And I said, they don't know any different. You know, I don't think since they've been alive, I don't think I've ever been home on Thanksgiving. So they don't really know. Like, it's funny when you get sort of in the entertainment business or mm-hmm. broadcasting, it like that is their normal. You know, their normal is that their dad works on Thanksgiving, and in fact, this will be at least the third year in a row, maybe more, that I'm working on Christmas. You know, so fortunately, the Christmas games have been Philly, Pittsburgh. This year it'll be Washington.
That's
because
close.
I live in Harrisburg.
Right.
You know, we're able to see what Santa delivered in the morning, and then I drive to the game. So that's been helpful that I still get that aspect of Christmas. But like I said, there's pros and cons of every job. I have an absolute dream job. I only ever had two dreams growing up. One was to be a player. One was to be a broadcaster. They both come true. So I'm certainly not complaining. You know, you take right. the pros and cons of everything, and I'm so fired up for this game. I love big rivalry college football games, and then can't wait to spend a bunch of time with my family Saturday and Sunday.
So is there a whole Thanksgiving repeat for you, or is that like asking too much?
No, there's not.
Right.
No, you know, we'll do Thanksgiving as a CBS crew.
Right.
On Thursday, which is kind of nice, you know, turkey and mashed potatoes and the whole deal. And then when I land Friday night, they actually do something pretty cool with the Jersey Shore Thanksgiving weekend. And I haven't been a part of it before. So I'm going right to the Jersey Shore to be with my family there and experience, you know, the activities they have down there on Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. See, what you need to be is the person who's in charge of the meal in order to have it rescheduled to fit your schedule. This happens in my house. We've been hosting Thanksgiving since we moved into the house we're in now, still since 1999 in my house. Both sides of the family were lucky enough to be able to fit everybody in there. It's tight, but we do it. And the only years where we've pushed it off to Friday instead of Thursday are years where my wife has to work on Thursday because she's a nurse practitioner, and like it just the schedule changes. So like one year, the first year we were going to have to reschedule it, I broached, I can handle cooking a turkey. Like, why don't we just do it? And like the look I got, Ross, I've never suggested that again. You want to move it a whole day because you're working? That's fine. Let's move it a whole day. I don't mean to say like I can make Thanksgiving dinner, but I guess I kind of implied it and that was a mistake.
That is funny. Yeah, I can't make anything other than scrambled cheese eggs, so that's not me.
All right, dude. Well, best to the family, safe travels and everything. Enjoy the weekend next weekend when it comes, and thanks for fitting us in on a special Monday with a busy week.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your flexibility. I have to talk with the Nebraska players and coaches tomorrow at our normal time. So thanks for moving for me. Works out with Bills playing Thursday night, and they got a big one Sunday. We'll talk next week.
All right, good deal, man. Again, safe travels and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Ross.
Thank you. Likewise, Bulldog.
That is our man, Ross Tucker, on the Wester Hotline. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. All right, we'll fire it back up here. Is there somebody in the AFC that scares you more than the Bills are scaring you? You follow me, right? You're nervous about the Bills and how Thursday looked and how some of these other losses have looked. But look around the conference. I mean, I don't think there's a team that I'd say they can't handle. I mean, but, you know, at the same token, they also could lose to anybody, as demonstrated by, you know, really how it's gone this year so far. Really, that's mostly the Miami game talking there. 803-0550 is the number if you want to get in. We've got open lines for you for the next half hour or so. Sal Capaccio will join me at 5 o'clock to pour over the weekend that was and then set the stage for this week as the Bills will travel to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers 425 on Sunday from Pittsburgh. Mike Schoep is off today. Along with Zach Jones, I'm the Bulldog, and you are listening to W.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90. In stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I think that they're more likely than not to make the playoffs, but it's far from a given, you know, with the way they played this year. I think that would be the concern at this point. They just got to make sure they get in the tournament. And I think where those games are and who they're playing should really be the least of their concerns right now. They need to get those other guys healthy, and they need to make sure they get in the tournament and that they're playing their best ball when they get there.
That is where we at. that's really it. I mostly said as much right at the start of today's show at 3 o'clock. Watching New England win again yesterday, I don't really. Denver was off, and not feeling all that great about Indianapolis. They were the team up there that I was maybe least worried about. And they faltered yesterday in Kansas City, and their schedule is hard moving forward. They've got two each with division teams, the Texans and the Jaguars. Jaguars are 7-4, so that's a game back right now. And the Texans, they can never figure out how to play offense, man. That defense, we got an eye full of that on Thursday night, right? In between, it's Seahawks 49ers. I mean, that's tough for the Colts, but New England being where they're at, I'm done. I don't think I'm catching that. They keep waiting for them to stub their toe, and they just keep winning, including a win over the Bills earlier in the year, which is a big part of the problem. So get healthy, preserve some wild card standing. I don't know. You want to get the highest wild card you can? Do you care? I don't know. Just get in. You don't know until the matchups are set and who's going to be where. It could be that the top wildcard spot is the hardest draw. If Baltimore wins the NFC North and doesn't end up with a better record than either Indy, Denver, or New England, who are leading the other divisions right now, then 5-4 is Buffalo at Baltimore if you get the 5. That doesn't sound like a prize I want to win. I would rather finish, you know, 6th or 7th and go to either, you know, Denver or Indy or whoever wins the AFC South if Indianapolis doesn't. I think that's a much more advantageous situation than going to play Baltimore in week 1 of the playoffs. But, you know, it could happen. There's only so much you can really manipulate and control there, and we're still weeks away here, just finishing week 12 off tonight with Carolina, San Francisco. Is the Monday night matchup tonight. 803-0550 is the phone number. Said we get right back to calls, so let's do that. Exactly. Mike is away today, by the way. So you got just me here. Mike is first up this segment, funny enough. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. How's it going, man?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys, I think there's a lot going on with the team, but it just feels with we have kind of the same approach on defense year in, year out. And I think it's pretty stale. I think we bring back all the same guys. That's what we're comfortable with. I mean, I don't like the front they play, the 4-2, kind of undersized. And I think that's why they're always injured and always banged up, because they're basically too small. And I don't understand it, because offensively, with the ground and pound stuff they started doing, they want to have extra tight ends and extra offensive linemen, but on defense, they want to play small. Like, I don't think it's consistent. I remember back when we had Ted Washington, I think that was the best defense the Bills ever had, when we had basically a giant dude in the middle. But I think a lot of our guys would be better if they played, like, one position in the other direction. Like, if you took our ends and put them at outside linebacker, Russo and Epineza, I think you'd have, you know, a lot scarier defense. That's about all I got.
All right. I appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you for calling. Sure. I mean, the defense has let them down this year. Mostly, I would say it's because of injury. I do think that their plan here to complement what they had already with the guys that they drafted and signed made sense. And for all our concern about safety, Cole Bishop has emerged as one of the best stories of the year on this team defensively. But what has let them down is that Oliver got hurt, and that the linebackers have been hurt and inconsistent. And they've also aged. I think more than anything, because I mean, you make a point that is, I think, it could be debated for quite a while. I think it's a good debate, like, stylistically, right? They are, you know, Taron Johnson plays regularly. They're nickelback, so they play two linebackers, and the linebackers aren't big, heavy thumper types. They're more agile. This team has been built on defending the pass, and they do that very well, largely. And whatever you want to make of their porous run defense, to me, what's their worst performance of the year, run defense-wise? I mean, the first half of the Atlanta game, I think, comes to mind. But that stabilized, and the Bills scored 14 points in a game they lost by 10. So as much as it's an easy mark, I don't feel like it has gotten them beat. I think what has gotten this team beat is an inability to score against Atlanta and Miami and New England and Houston. Now, Houston that was an eyeful defensively. Those other teams that I just ticked off should not be able to just snuff out a Josh Allen-led offense. So I still have bigger issues there. I think, you know, there's only so much they're going to do health-wise, getting healthier on defense. I think largely what is hurting them this year, in addition to the injuries, is that I think we're watching guys like Milano and Johnson, Taron Johnson, sort of age out. And that can be tough to watch. But they are not. Taron Johnson has got Woody Marks in the backfield on a fourth down play on Thursday night. And as much as he has been a player that you have seen make big impactful plays for this defense, like, that is a play that he has to make, and he's not capable of making it right now. And I don't know if it's ever going to change at this stage of his career. But so there's been a variety of things that have happened there defensively, but I think largely it's injuries. The bigger mystery to me about this team is the offense. I was just talking with Ross Tucker last segment. And I don't, you know, the game was Thursday. I'm not sure how much time I want to spend dredging up my inability to comprehend that the Bills did not have a pivot ready when it became very evident very early that they were going to have their hands full with Brown and Dawkins trying to handle Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter single. But they did not have a pivot. They just didn't. The quick passes, running backs, help blocking on the edges. Like, none of it came. And that really, really shook me. As much as you can point to failures on the defensive side of the ball with this team, I feel like in every game that they've lost, I'm looking at the offense more than I'm looking at the defense. And I think the score, like, you know, I watch every minute of these games just like a lot of you do. Look at the games. Look back at the games. 14 points against Atlanta. You shut out for three quarters against Miami. I don't know. I don't want to say I don't want to hear about the defense, because I want to hear about everything. I'm here. Like, it's, you know, we're here to talk to you. But I just have such a tough time when I the first thing I hear out of someone's mouth is the defense. Be it, like, the last guy, philosophical, like, on the whole, or, you know, individual game, this guy, that position, the run defense. I don't think any of it has really got – if they were better, the Atlanta game would have been different. But I scored 14 points against the Atlanta Falcons because they blitzed? What? 803-0550 is the phone number. Back we go. Jay is up next. Hi, Jay. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Oh, hey, Chris. As always, doing a smash-up job going solo.
I appreciate that.
I know you got a bunch of guys working with you, so kudos to them, too. So here's my point.
This is two.
I am in a dark spot.
They're good. Go ahead.
And, yeah, they're all right. They do okay. Okay, so I'm in a dark spot with this team. I've been a Bills fan forever. I've been through all the heartache and chaos like you have over the years. And I'm having a hard time getting out of this hole I'm in. And ultimately, what I'm left with assessing the team that we have this year is not so much, you know, can they compete in the AFC? I agree with you. They could win at any point and lose at any point. I am really left with, okay, if they ever got to the Super Bowl, are they going to be able to beat teams like the LA Rams or the Eagles or even the Dallas Cowboys, for crying out loud, after what happened yesterday? What I'm left with is really hard questions about the offense. And I agree with you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Defense isn't the issue. I understand why we have the issues that we have, but offensively speaking, I feel like if you have an okay defense and you have a Super Bowl caliber offense, then your only job is to score more points than the other team to win. And I'll leave it here. My concern with this team, which is why I'm in a dark hole, is I do not think that if they get to the playoffs, and that's an if, I think that's an if, they can put together four straight, strong offensive game plans to host the Lombardi. And I do not understand how any of us could see them doing that. And real quick, even though the Chiefs won yesterday, I said to myself, if the Chiefs lost yesterday, could they conceivably lose out and they get a top 10 pick, get a revolutionary player, and be back on top next year because of Mahomes? And I'm just left with all these kinds of things about what the Bills should and shouldn't do. Right. And I hate being here. And help me out, brother.
Okay, Jay. I'm not sure I can answer all that. Don't worry about the Chiefs getting a top 10 pick. They've got the Cowboys, the Texans and Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders. I think the Chiefs are going to get there. I think the Bills are going to get there. I really do. I still think, and look, maybe I'll be proven wrong when it's all said and done. I still think, despite the fact that right now the Chiefs aren't in a spot, the Bills are clinging to one. The Ravens are now in first place, by the way. Same record as Pittsburgh's, but tiebreakers. I think those are still the best teams in the conference. I would much rather play anybody else, anywhere else. I think I'd even say I would rather go to New England or Denver or Indy or L.A. or Jacksonville or Pittsburgh. I don't think I can say Houston. And play a road game than I would want to host Kansas City or Baltimore in a playoff game. I still think the Bills, Ravens, and this might be like, you know, the confirmation bias, whatever, like those were the heavyweights, and I think they still are, even though the records may not show it. I still think those are the teams that I would fear the most in the conference. So that to me, like, I don't know that you can be, I understand you're in a hole, but I think the whole thing is wide open. So yeah, no, I can't tell you sitting here right now that I feel great about the Bills putting together the stretch of football that would end up being required. But take them one at a time and see what happens. We've seen this team get hot at the end of seasons before. Let's just see if they can get hot like right at the end of the season and be hot in the playoffs. I think that's what we're looking for. We're hot in the playoffs, not hot in December. I need to be hot in January. I just need to get there. I need to get to January and then be hot and healthy, ideally. Thanks a lot for the call, 803-0550. More of your calls on the way right after this. Sal Capaccio at the top of the hour. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schoep is off today. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.